on Racing HQ. Racing HQ.
Green lights on and they are racing.
Here's On The Pace.
Tiger Tara, who's well out in front with Todd McCarthy. It's Tiger Tara who takes the tab into Dominion 2018 and in style.
And in style.
Now it's 28 to 11. Let's see what's happening on the pace. Greg Hayes, good morning.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. We've got a lot going on at the moment. And not only do we have a lot of big racing going on right around Australia, we had the running of the Fremantle Cup last Friday night. We've got the running of the WA Pacing Cup this Friday night. We've also got the Ballarat Cup coming up on Saturday night. A lot of feature racing around New South Wales with the Carnival of Cups and, of course, with the great weather across New South Wales, big crowds across the country, and it's great for the country clubs across New South Wales to be running their Carnival of Cups. So we're going to try and concentrate on a few of those Carnival of Cups feature meetings. We're going to speak with Julie Morn this morning. She's the chairperson of Tamworth. Of course, they've got their big feature Carnival coming up, which of course culminates with the Golden Guitar. So we'll speak with Julie this morning. Also going to catch up with Laura Croslin. Now, she won a heat of the Breeders' Plate at Leeton last week on Friday. So she won that with the Tiger Army, and we'll catch up with Laura. She's also got a Lochinvar Art going around in the heat in a heat of the Victoria Derby on Saturday night at Ballarat. So we'll catch up with her. Want to speak with Cran Dalgetty this morning. I'm Pat's Delight won the Shepparton Cup on Saturday night. Now, there was some thought that the horse might go around in Saturday night's Ballarat Cup. I know Adam Hamilton tweeted over the weekend that the horse would miss the Ballarat Cup and turn up on in Sydney for a Chariots of Fire qualifier. Then all of a sudden, there was a little bit of a shock thrown into the system when there was nominations released for Saturday night's Ballarat Cup, and the horse was in those, but the nomination has been pulled out, and the field for the Ballarat Cup has been declared. The barrier draw for that will be done in the next 15 minutes or so. I've got the field pre-barrier draw. I'll get through that in just a moment. So Cran Dalgetty's going to join us on the show this morning, and we'll also catch up with Tian Sutton, who got her a first official Metropolitan winner as a trainer on Saturday night when Team of Stars won with her husband in the sulky on a Saturday night. Of course, made a return to the sulky recently after a long period out. Lee's been quite open with why he was out of the sulky. He had he blew over. He had an alcohol. He was over the limit after a night where he drunk too much, and he had to sit some time on the sideline, but he's back in the sulky, and great to see. He's been in great form, and the team, no doubt, improving with him back driving. So good to see Tian get her first Metropolitan winner as a trainer, her first official Metropolitan winner as a trainer. So we'll catch up with all of those four guests this morning. That official Ballarat Cup field. Now, this is not in barrier draw order. Barrier draw being done as we speak. Here's the field. Buster Brady, Can't Refuse, Cruz Bromac, Delight Me, Our Triple Play, Our Uncle Sam, Rack 'em Up Tiger Pie, Salty Robin, The Fixer, and Tough Call. So a little bit of New South Wales interest there with both Our Triple Play and Our Uncle Sam. So good luck to the New South Wales horses in that. Obviously, the Purdens, Rasmussen team will have a couple in it with Cruz Bromac and also Salty Robin. No Tiger Tara. That was announced over the weekend. He's going to stay at home. He is going around on Saturday night at Menangle. Interesting race, the free-for-all, the Brian Hancock Cup. It's over the mile. Everyone getting ready for that Newcastle Mile, which will be on Friday, February 8th, with the winner going through to the Miracle Mile, $100,000, Group 1. Gotta Go Henry, Smoky Quartz, Maxi Man, Pasha Cutie, Hashtag, Little Rascal, Ego Dan, Better Match, Raka Roller, and Tiger Tara. So it looks another chance for him to add another victory, make it four in a row. One horse that we're going to see in Sydney very soon is I'm Pat's Delight. Cran Dalgetty is his trainer. Cran is joining us on the show. Good morning, Cran.
Hello, Gregory. All good?
Mate, all good with me. What about you?
We're on fire. Call the Fire Brigade, please.
Call the Fire Brigade. What about your driver on Saturday night, Gavin Lang? He was on fire as well. It was like turning back the clock. It was time to the minute by Gavin, or time to the second. It was a perfect perfect drive by Gavin on Pat's Delight.
Yes, well, I didn't want to tell him too good a job he'd done, but I thought I'd have to on that occasion because it was a special. So it's 60-year-old. He's driving like he's 20, really. So, yeah, so we're excited to to have him driving for us rather than against us, as they say.
There were a few little question marks going into the race. Were you happy with his trial pre-race? Did you think that he was going to be ready for Saturday night Shep Cup?
I wouldn't say he's at full fitness by any means. He ran a nice trial, had a special trial. We're in a situation where we obviously didn't want to break the track record on a Tuesday for racing on a Saturday, so it was an in-between sort of training program, I suppose you could speak. But obviously, fitness-wise, come through bigger and better for the day on Saturday.
So what was the plan straight after Saturday night? Was it always to get straight to New South Wales and get ready for the Chariots?
Yes, we're in a bit of a dilemma. As a horse trainer, as we sell the time, we're ourselves and the best company, the horse is the worst company. So I'm sort of playing sort of coy a wee bit where all the other big fish are going to be. We know the Chariots of Fire, it's going to be a superstar race. It's going to be just exciting just to get in the race, let alone feature in it. So there's that, and just slightly in the back of my mind, there is the Hunter Cup on the back doorstep there. Do we try and, big and brave and stay where we are or come over? A little bit in the air, but sure, if he's lucky enough to feature in the Bonanza, well, we're committed to come across Centre Sydney.
So you're not sure. You still got a foot both sides of the border. You're looking at the Bonanza, you're looking at the Hunter Cup, and you've still got your eyes on the New South Wales program if it falls that way.
Yeah, well, I'm a pretty greedy fella, really. I'd love to be in the mall, really, but I'm just going to convince the horse to be in the mall. So logically, it looked like we should be going like 2 months out ago. I'm 100% dead set to have a go at the Chariots. But then we see the lineup. I'm sort of getting a sweat and starting to breathe heavy just watching the lineup, let alone featuring the race. That's your question, up in the air.
Up in the air. You're leaning one way or the other. Come on.
Well, as a four-year-old, you want to race against your own age group, naturally. There'll be some big and growly ones in the Hunter Cup, which will be hard for us to beat. So probably if it's going to lean one way, it's probably the Chariots.
And if that's the case, obviously Victoria, it's one in and one in only. New South Wales, you've got the opportunity. You don't win. You run a nice second, third, fourth. You're still a chance to qualify. Does that mean that you'll take the opportunity to qualify via a Sydney run rather than the Bonanza only?
Yeah, so that's the option. It's a bonus for having the two heats. Naturally, it would be a bit taxing if we got beaten the Bonanza. Because, it's only winner only qualify, and then we have to go on the road and resettle 7 days later in the other state. So we have the option of going in that second heat. So what do we call them? Palfast, Anderson, Hundergat, and which other way around they are, yes.
Yeah.
So we'd go for the second one if that was the case.
Okay, all right. Are you going to bring anything else over, or you just got Pat's Delight? Is that all you're looking after?
Yeah, he's the only one at the moment. Not sure I'd love to bring a few, Cyril, but you can't sort of fool yourself. They're going to be very, very competitive before you leave town. So he's the most competitive one to get on the road with at the moment.
Yeah. Now, obviously, this is very much looking a long way ahead and a lot of things that have to fall your way. But if he was to win the Chariots of Fire, you took on all comers in a Dominion, so I don't think you'd say no, but would you take them on in a Miracle Mile if you won a Chariots of Fire and got that berth and got the chance to take them on in a Miracle Mile?
Well, if something silly happened and we did get the roll of the green, to be in Sydney, to be winning the Chariots and there's a million dollar race just around the corner, you'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to have a go.
Yep. Okay. And your man Gavin Lang, it's obviously you've got drivers there at home, but it'd be very hard to take a man like Gavin Lang off in the form that he's in. He obviously has to keep the drive here in Australia, doesn't he?
Oh, without a question. Wherever we are in Australia, we'll get him to follow him around. So, should we ask him to pay his own fare? What would he say?
Yeah.
Would he still drive him? What do you reckon?
No, you can ask him.
That's what we'll do. We'll see how good the love really is. I might try him with that one.
He might not be centimetre perfect next time, though. That's all.
True.
All right, Krantz. So big chance we'll see him, will you send him around next week or not?
At this stage, we did consider that if we have taken him out and go in the Bonanza, but if we did, we would have meant we'd have to go 4 weeks in a row, and I might switch texting a bit by doing that.
Okay, so you'll miss next week and then just go Bonanza?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, okay, all right. Or Hunter Cup if you get brave.
That's it.
Okay. Depending on what's in the field.
So I'm confused myself. I hope you're confused as well.
So, Bonanza, if you win that, then you'd go straight into the Chariots. If you don't, you'll come up and compete in the whatever qualifier that race is, and then you'd go Chariots and then maybe Miracle Mile.
That's it. That's a perfect plan, but very soon I'm coming to fruition.
Well, let's fingers crossed everything goes well. Have you been keeping in contact with Dexter Dunn? I see that he had a magnificent weekend over there in America at the Meadowlands. I think he drove 7 winners.
Yes, I spoke to him 2 days ago. He's pretty excited. He's getting 12, sometimes 14 drives. So he's getting 4 cards at the Meadowlands. Which is exciting for him. So he's getting a chance, you know, to win 7, a new boy out of town to come and do that. Pretty special efforts what he's doing.
No chance for you to get your number one driver back any time soon then?
Well, I'm going to have to quadruple his pay, let alone double it.
What about your young boy? He might have to start making that quick step to be your number one driver.
Yeah, well, he is making a lot of noises at the moment, but he's got to make that happen. But, we're trying to... schooling up at the moment. He's still 15 at the moment. We're trying to make a rocket science out of him, but it might not happen, but we'll try that first.
All right, mate. All the best of luck, and we look forward to seeing I'm Pat's Delight back in the racetrack pretty soon.
Okay, good on you, Hazzy.
There he is, Crandale Getty, trainer of I'm Pat's Delight, winner of Saturday night's Shepparton Cup. So from that, we can assume that he misses and goes four-year-old Bonanza, maybe Hunter Cup, but most likely four-year-old Bonanza. If he qualifies, he'll go straight to the Chariots. Obviously, winner from the Bonanza straight into the Chariots. If he misses and doesn't win the Bonanza, then he'll try and get into the Chariots via one of the Sydney qualifiers. And then, of course, winner of the Chariots goes through to the Miracle Mile. All right, we're going to talk about the Tamworth Carnival. And look, it is one of the great carnivals for Harness Racing New South Wales. And really looking forward to it. It all kicks off tomorrow night. Because it's over the space of about a week, and they've got the Golden Guitar coming up on Thursday week, which is the 24th, and the chairperson of the Tamworth Club is Julie Morn, and she's joining us to have a chat about what the club has got planned. Good morning to you, Julie.
Morning, Greg. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Very exciting time for the club, and no doubt there is a lot of hard work going on behind the scenes.
Oh, very, very, very hard working team. It's only a small group of people, but every year we seem to pull it off, and it's exciting time. We get visitors from everywhere. They bring their horses from Queensland and New South Wales and finish with the horses for the day and party on with all the country music through the night. So it's a great atmosphere.
So it's the start. Basically tomorrow night, isn't it? Wednesday night.
Yep, tomorrow night we start with the pub group Gold Nugget. That's a $10,000 feature race. The trophy that goes with that is actually a Gold Nugget valued around about the $2,000 mark. So I think not only for top prize money, but to have the Gold Nugget is great. Top field with that, and there's so many last start winners in it. I'm going to look at Hedges Avenue here from the Ernie Mabbott Stables, local stables here in Tamworth, to be driven by Mitch Faulkner. Now, Hedges Avenue will be looking for the fourth winning trot if she pulls it off, but Mitch Faulkner actually drove and trained the winner of last year's winner in One Eden Highlander for Henry Campbell. So if Mitch pulls the drive off with Hedges Avenue, that'll give him back-to-back Gold Nugget wins. But the beauty of this one is that Ernie actually part-owns Hedges Avenue with his son, Anthony, and Anthony actually trained the winner of the Gold Nugget with Any Cause back in 2011. But then if you want to throw a little bit more of a mixture in there, we've got the three Ison siblings who at the last Tamworth meeting also, they all drove one winner each. So we've got Sam with Bassey, Tom with the Jared Hetherington-trained Lexicon Weight. Now, that horse has gone 155 in its last two wins. Then we've got Emma Ison on Tapari. And then we go into the bigger trainers. We've got Mark Jones with the Bus. It just contested the heat of the Intercity Pace at Maitland. And then we've got Mark Halligan giving his young son, Jack Halligan, the opportunity to drive Royal Gamble from the one barrier. And Royal Gamble actually won the sprint race in December back here at Tamworth. So It's a massive field, full field of 10, one reserve, which will obviously come out, but couldn't ask for a better race to start the carnival off with, Greg.
No, really looking forward to that. And more exciting, you've got 9 races, full fields. As you mentioned, trainers travelling a long way to get there. So looking forward to that program. There'll be plenty of activities for people, no doubt, who get there. It's all part of what is a fantastic time at Tamworth at this time of year. And then it all rolls into a Sunday's meeting, which, of course, is the Heats of the Golden Guitar.
Sunday, I'm looking forward to Sunday because not only do we have the Heats of the Golden Guitar, and those fields will come out tomorrow afternoon, but we've also got a new sponsor on board in Pitt Express. Now, we're going to have the $15,000 final of the 3-year-old Star Maker on that program as well on Sunday the 20th. And I'm looking forward to Jared Olchin returning from Sydney. He actually brought 4 runners up for the prelude on the 6th of January, where our ultimate Julie broke through for her first win to take that race over stablemate our ultimate Mary. So Jared only made his way to this Tamworth Carnival the year before when he trained the winner of the Tamworth City Cup in I'm a Mystery Girl. So looking forward to that meeting, looking forward to at least 5 heats of the Golden Guitar. As you say, they come from everywhere, and we're looking forward to it. And then that will lead into the Thursday, which will be Thursday the 24th. Now, that's our big finals night. Once again, we've picked up a new sponsor in High Gain. They're going to take the naming rights to the Golden Guitar final. That's a $25,000 listed classic final there. We also have the Garrard Tamworth City Cup. And like, if you look back at previous winners of our Golden Guitar, last year was Red Belly Jack with Nathan Zirup. 27 was McGugan with Michael Formosa training, Mark Callaghan driving. 2016, Cyclone Kate was John McCarthy. We've also had Darren Ray with Better Than Max for the Tamworth City Cup. We've had Murano with Narissa McMullen with the Tamworth City Cup. So you can see there's a mixture of high-quality trainers mixing it in there, and it's just top carnival. Can't go past it.
And then, of course, it all wraps up next Thursday or Thursday week.
Thursday week, and that's when we'll have our Golden Guitar final. Yeah, it's just great. And with all the new amenities and all the additions that have been put in by Harness Racing New South Wales, I mean, people will notice the difference when they've returned from the last carnival to come, that we've got new roof over stabling area and a new judges pod. There's a jog track in there, and with 55 horses already in work at the Tamworth Paceway as it is now, it's only going to be of a benefit to those visiting as well, so they'll see all the new additions. But the Thursday, the 24th meeting, we've also got plenty of entertainment. We've got the High Velocity Trick Riding Girls returning, and they took everybody's notice last year, these young girls that can turn upside down in the saddle and still be in control of their horses. We've got mini trots. We've also got the Jewel Sockey ride, plenty of country music, and plenty of looking after the kids as well. So anything that you want, you will find at the Tamworth Racing Carnival, Greg.
Good as gold. Thank you very much for that, Julie. Looking forward to it, and all the best of luck for the club.
Thanks, Greg. Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
There she is, Julie Maughan, the chairperson of the Tamworth Harness Racing Club, and their big carnival kicks off tomorrow night. We're going to catch up very soon with Laura Crosland, who is the trainer-driver of the Tiger Army. He took out the first heat of the Leeton Breeders' Plate last Friday night. There were 2 heats run at Leeton. The second of the heats was taken out by Real and Spectacular, a 2-year-old filly by Better Than Cheddar, and out of a House of Ancelot mare called Lucknow Lady, who's been a fair producer for the Coellis, trained by Terry Coelli. Blake Jones took the drive, and they both rated about 2-1. Laura Crosland's joining me to have a chat. I'm going to have a chat about this 2-year-old colt called the Tiger Army. He made it 3 from 3. He went 2-1 flat. He drew wide. He drew barrier number 6. He was the short price favourite, and he was very impressive. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, Hazy, how you going?
Really well. He looks pretty special, this bloke, the Tiger Army.
Yeah, no, he's a pretty cool character. He's very versatile, so we're going to have a bit of fun, I think.
He's now made it 3 from 3. He won on debut at Maryborough. He drew barrier 1, but he's come out since then. He drew 6 at Kilmore. He was too strong for them. And then at Leeton on Friday night, he was able to, from a wide draw, work to the front and did it quite comfortably.
Yeah, that's right, he did. His manners are A1 and he's got that gate speed, which will stand him in good stead, but he's really good off a sit too, so we just haven't been able to drive him like that yet, but not much worries him.
How did you come about to get him?
We were at the sales last year and we didn't even plan on it, and David said, I like the look of this horse, and they just started bidding.
Did he cost much?
16, so not really, no.
16, so he's done a fair job, and he's obviously going to be one of the chances in the final in a couple of weeks' time?
Yeah, I reckon. It'll probably come, you know, barrier draws around there are crucial, but as I say, he's got the gate speed and he is good with a sit, so yeah, he'll be hard to beat.
Is he eligible for much more?
Everything, I think. They've paid up for everything, so we'll just maybe even take the same path as Lachlan Verratt and have a little go at the Breeders' Challenge again and stuff like that, but yeah, everything.
Okay, and speaking of Lachlan Verratt, now he's obviously going to go around in the heats of the Victoria Derby. How are you happy with him, or what are your thoughts on him at the moment?
He's had a different week. We've never done it before. He's been at the Water Walker in Murchison after his run at Sydney the other day. We just thought we'd keep the work up to him, but at the same time freshen him up a little bit. David picked him up yesterday and he's come back. He's bright as a button today, so he'll have a hobble up tomorrow. But, yeah, he stands really good, so fingers crossed.
He's a pretty special horse. He looks like one of those once-in-a-lifetime sort of horses.
Yeah, he is. You're not wrong. You sort of got to pinch yourself every morning. You know, you go down to work him and what he's done, it's just so surreal. You know, it's great.
So what are the plans with him? Obviously the Victoria Derby, but have you worked out a plan for the rest of the season? What sort of races you're going to target?
Not really, no. Last year we missed a few. We went to Breeders' Challenge and we actually had a ball through the Breeders' Challenge. You know, it was a bit of fun. He may take that same path again. But yeah, we'll just wait and see what he does in the next fortnight sort of thing.
Have there been any knocks on the door in terms of people wanting to buy him and say, look, you know, here's bucketfuls of money, can we buy him?
Yeah, there was sort of at the end of the week, sort of last week, during the week. Yeah, there was.
But not for sale?
Well, Kev didn't want to sell, no.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Horses like him probably don't come along all that often.
Well, they don't, and I know, you know, people say you take a chance of him breaking down or do this, but like you say, you wake up every morning and they're the ones you want to work, sort of, not, you know, that's what you set out to do, and you've got one, and yeah, you've got to enjoy the ride yourself too, I think.
Yeah, for sure and certain. So so he will obviously go around on Saturday night and then get ready for the Vic Derby and then get through that, and then maybe, what, head off to New South Wales for their Derby series?
Yeah, that's on the radar. That's the next turn. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all that's in the pipeline. Yeah, so far, but hopefully he can get a draw. You know, like in the heats, and it'll be exciting anyway.
What's he like as a horse around the stables?
Yeah, he's beautiful. He's beautiful. He's got character, and yeah, he's beautiful.
Does he carry on much? Does he know that he's good?
He has a bit of a squeal on that, but he seems to be worse with the boys, so I think he's a little bit confused in that way. But he's funny because he's just like such a laid-back character, but then when you go to the races and you look at him on the track, it's like he changes himself and gets that presence about him.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Well, all the best of luck with him on Saturday night. He is one of the horses that people are going to turn up to see. We wish you all the best of luck with him. We wish you all the best of luck with the Tiger Army too in the Breeders' Plate when the fields are drawn for that. And good luck with them both.
Thanks so much, Hazy. Thank you.
No problems at all. There she is, Laura Croslin. She's doing a great job. She brought up her 150th winner as a driver, I believe, just before New Year. So well done to her, and she's trained more than 150. I think she's up to about 170, but she's got a couple of nice horses, young horses, in the stable at the moment. So we wish Laura all the best of luck. So a big offer on the table for the 3-year-old Lachlan Verratt, but not for sale. Want to have a chat with Tian Sutton on Saturday night, Menangle. all the days seem to meld into one at this time of year. But on Saturday night, the last race. Now, it was race eight, and it was an MO, and there was a short price favourite in the race, Last Party, and it got shuffled back. And Lee Sutton, who has only recently returned from a time out of the sulky, positioned Team of Stars into a brilliant spot. He had it 1-1. And turning for home, it was over the long trip, the 2,300 metres. Lee was able to produce Team of Stars at the right time from the 1-1. He got it out and it was able to hit the front. It looked as though Last Party was in a terrible spot, was never, ever going to get a run from three or four pegs. And then all of a sudden, the fence opened up and it got through. And Freddie saw it, Freddie Hastings, and all of a sudden, Last Party, here it comes. But Team of Stars was able to hang on. Flying Pegasus came at it with Jimmy Douglas in the sulky, but Team of Stars did enough. And not only was Lee Sutton able to get a winner on a Saturday night, but Tian Sutton was able to get her first official Saturday night Metropolitan winner. And I thought we'd get Tian Sutton on to congratulate her with that. Good morning, Tian.
Hey, Greg. How you going?
Really well. Congratulations with that first official Metropolitan winner. Well done.
Yeah, thanks for that. It's definitely a feeling like no other, that's for sure.
They can't take this one off you. It is the first official one, isn't it?
Yeah, no, they can't take this one, even though it was the lower graded one, the $11,000 one. It still had MO in front of it. You know, we were fortunate enough to get a Saturday night winner about 18 months or so ago with Out of the Fire. You know, the race that paid off our wedding. But this one, it had the MO in front of it. They can't deny me that. We got another Saturday night winner and it was very exciting.
Now, obviously, look, it's been pretty trying times for the family with Lee out over the past few months. And you know, Lee hasn't dodged what he did. You know, he obviously turned up at the races and was over the limit. But to his credit, he's come out and he said he's done the wrong thing and he's you know, he's working hard to make sure it doesn't happen again. And he's back in the sulky and driving extremely well. And to see you both enjoying the win on all social media, it must have been a pretty special moment for the family on Saturday night.
Yeah, it definitely was. You know, he's been a nice little horse for us, and Lee seems to have quite an affinity with the horse. You know, he's been going well with Dad in the cart, you know, prior to Lee's return. But you know, Lee jumped back on, and he just has a really good relationship with the horse. Has a really, really good feel for him. And you know, the win at Penrith on Lee's first night of driving was spectacular. You know, he angled him off the fence again and he just went unreal when he hit the button and went for home. And the other night when he managed to pop off 1-1, I thought, oh, you know, this is great, because we went into the race thinking we had a sneaky little hope of running top four at least. But then when he peeled and made that run, and I just couldn't believe it, the way he was getting home was so strong. And I started chasing him down the straight and screaming, and the owners were behind me jumping up and down. And it's just, I don't think I really thought it was real. It was really tight finish, but when it come up that he'd won it, I threw my arms up in the air and I turned around to the owners and I just instantly had tears in my eyes. You know, it's just such a brilliant little horse that we've been lucky enough to be left with. And as I said, Lee gets along really good with him, and it's just really, really good to see him back in the cart and successful and people willing to give him a go again.
How's Lee been this week since the win?
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. His ego hasn't popped too much. He's he come back down to earth pretty quickly. He had to go to work all day on Sunday and he's had a few jobs in between. So, no, he's been really humble about it. He's just excited to obviously get a Saturday night winner for the team. We're a little family operation here. You know, Dad, myself and Lee, we get out there and we do it every day. So it's just nice to get a winner, and even better to get a winner at Menangle on a Saturday night.